Oh my! I looked down. I saw a notification. Somebody was live. I was like, "Oh shit!" Not us. All right, take two.
The galaxy is father and son.
Yes, perfect. Was that? What's up? Welcome to Unsportsmanlike Conduct. Welcome to the divisional round week. I am Steve. I got Timmy right over here. What's up, my friend? How's it going?
What a great, great, great week! Finally, yes. To be a Giants fan.
You remember we had a funeral a couple weeks ago. It was a dual funeral for the Browns and the Falcons. This time it's going to be a celebratory event. It's not even going to be, you know, got to wear black and all that stuff. No, this is celebration time. Mm-hmm. The Eagles gone. The Cowboys gone. Get out of here. And this is for you, Kyle. This is for you. Listen in closely.
Emotional damage.
I believe that there's trouble now because we've found sound for our shows.
That's very bad. Very bad.
And we all certainly know that. Are we coming in at all? There we go. Mind. Okay. We certainly know that we're not the most mature group out there, mature website out there.
Speak for yourself.
All right, Carolyn. No, right. Yeah, Carolyn, joining us in the goodbyes for the Eagles and the Cowboys. We got to get through all the wild card weekend stuff. Some news. Not much in the way of news this week, besides of course the games. And then we get to our world famous picks. We'll talk to you about some of the odds to make the Super Bowl. And then I found this interesting article on NFL.com earlier. It's basically a pick 'em, article, this player versus that player. So we'll go through some of that also.
Cool.
But first, why don't we, get into some of the playoff action that took place over the weekend? And then we'll get into, to some of the, head coaching, GM update, search, that kind of stuff. But let's start with Saturday, Timmy. Let's start at the beginning here. Bengals and Raiders kind of said that the Raiders really didn't have any business being making it to the playoffs because it really should have been the Chargers. Probably would have been a hell of a lot better game. Still had its intrigue, Tim. The
phantom
whistles.
Phantom whistles. That's so ridiculous. How did that happen this day and age?
What did you think of all that? The whistle blows.
You know, I missed it live. I'm like, oh, the game's over. This, you know, I'm not worried about this. And I was kind of, you know, walking around doing stuff. And, yeah, I hear about this phantom whistle. Now, I don't even understand. Did a ref do it or did someone in the crowd do it? Or no one knows.
First of all, the referees came out after the game and said that the whistle blew after the play was over, which is a complete, utter
complete
lie.
Like,
how do you
complete
even
lie.
Say that? That's like, I hate to bring it up, but that's like the baseball team that you don't root for saying that there's raccoons in the dugout. You know, that's like, don't say dumb stuff like that. I mean, we all heard it. There was, in case you didn't hear it, there was a TV timeout. You know, everybody and it wasn't. I thought this was going to be the least watched of all the games, but it was a Saturday night game, which was, you know, Bills and Patriots. But we'll get to that. What do you think about Joe Burrow? How's he hanging in there as a, you know, second, second year guy?
Yeah, man, he's looking really, really good. I really like this kid. I think they nearly made a smart pick. They keep building around. They're not going to do it this year, but they're going to build around him and keep picks and keep all those guys together. They're going to be really, really good in a couple of years. Like unstoppable that, good.
The receiving core. I guess if they shore up the line. They sure up their offensive line, then it's the upper echelon teams like the Bills and the Chiefs better watch themselves in the AFC.
True.
And the Titans, I apologize. The Titans are getting shadowed by the Titans are like the number one seed and getting no respect.
No. But I love watching Burrow's play. I think he's what a good kid. He has to stay healthy too. He's got to change something because he's always doing something to his arm or something like that. That's not good.
And then just his attitude. Out there, I don't mind all that stuff. I know there's people out there like, oh, you're rookie-ish. Calm down. But no, why? Have fun.
He's pumped.
It used
he's
to be called the No Fun League, right?
Well, why can Pat Mahomes do it, but he can't?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pat Mahomes is
I love
is
it. Pop the cigar. This is great.
Yeah. He can act like a jerk, but no one else can. I mean, come on. Yeah. I mean, if I can be a jerk, everyone can be a jerk.
I did want to see what Raul had to say. Raiders played a good representative game, but the Bengals is a little too much for the Raiders. Yeah, that's what it was. And, you know, the head coach that took over, you know, he wrote handwritten notes afterwards, and that's all great and whatnot. But I'm pretty impressed with what the Raiders did this year, you know, considering what they had to go through, Tim.
Yeah, I agree. I'm surprised they made it this far at all. At all.
How do I just kick Bunker out of here? Like, it's blocked from viewing.
Oh, you missed on Just Too Sweet. He said that you guys live in an apartment together.
I saw that. I was like, I can't deal with this right now.
What's up, Bunk? Raul, sorry about your Raiders, Raul. I know the Raiders are like your second team. Sorry about your team, man.
But, hell, I mean, they we said last week, they had no business being in the playoffs. They had no business pulling out some of these games. They had no business beating the Cowboys. You know, a lot of things happened for them to, you know, the chips fell in the right
it
way.
It shows too what could have happened if you know Gruden didn't leave and Ruggs wasn't a murderer and the other guy's not flashing guns around and then another guy's DWI. Who knows what the hell they could have been?
That's one team that just always stays out of trouble, right?
Yeah, always.
All right, so that was that first game. I didn't expect it to be a lot of intrigue around that. I did expect the Saturday night game to give me a little something, and it did give me something. It gave us the first of three, you know, burials for today.
An ass pounding too, no less.
The New England Patriots and Bill Belichick. They were going to, you know, if you listen to Bill Simmons, the Bills aren't tough enough. They weren't good enough. They're not strong in the trenches. Josh Allen had the game of his life, that second game, and that's why the Bills came out and won. It's going to be a cold weather game. Mac Jones is going to make, you know, be that general out there. He's not going to make any mistakes, no turnovers. 47-17, baby. Let's go. Let's go. How was it up in that suite up there?
You know, funny enough, they all said that they actually rather be out in the freezing cold because in the suite, you have no crowd noise.
Right. It's not the atmosphere, right?
And you don't even have the like announcer, you have like the radio announcers or something. Hmm. So you don't hear, you have no atmosphere, you have no ambient, you don't have the feel. Because like I said, I was talking to them, they're like, no.
They have radio.
Yeah, they had the radio on. They'd rather be out in the crowd freezing their asses off.
You could have been sitting next to Fitzmagic.
Yeah, that's right. Fitzmagic was out there having a blast.
He was out there. No surprise. That was great.
That was just an ass whooping. I mean, it was just. I mean, the first ever perfect game, football perfect game.
Yeah, the only non-scoring drive was the kneel down.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Do you have any idea how much like this really boosted my Saturday? Yeah, I wanted the Bengals to win. I had the Bengals and the Bills. You know. Bunker wants to move on to the next game. What I thought of, you know, I think we can squeeze out about 25-30 minutes of talk about this Buffalo Bills Patriots game. But you know, just looking at the numbers, Mac Jones, he was forced to throw, right? 24-38, 232 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions. But the one thing that they were being set to going to rely on as their running game. Is it between their two main running backs, 57 yards on 17 carries. And then of course, I mean, dictate, you know, the score obviously dictates what you got to do. And you know, when you're down 30 points, you ain't going to be running the ball too much.
No, but how about that? I mean, you gotta acknowledge it too. Even you got to acknowledge this, Bunker, that Micah Hyde interception.
Ooh.
I mean, first drive of the game, you pull off something like that. There goes the momentum. It's completely already. And that was one of the coolest. That looked like a RKO out of nowhere interception because he literally came out of nowhere. Like, it's out of nowhere. Leaning over, I was like, oh, look, an RKO. It was great. So, yeah, I had a little wrestling joy in that play. But that was an outstanding play. And it's like, even the other defender was like, oh, shit, this is a touchdown. I have to give up. I give up. And then Micah Hyde, boom, RKO. Fantastic.
So it was so good. Well, maybe we should play this for Bunker, too. Should we do it? Let's do it.
Emotional damage.
Well, Bunker, you know what you're going to say? He still has Tom.
They all have Tom Brady.
That's their all their backup. They still have Tom Brady. I'm waiting for Chris to pop on. I don't know if Chris is going to pop on today. The other Patriot.
That's I don't know if he's going to show his face.
He was on Just Your Sweet.
Oh, was he? Oh, maybe. Yeah, I did see him.
Maybe he'll pop up on the show. We can talk to him about the Patriots. But I'm sure I just want to talk about Tom Brady.
Yeah, because that's their guy is still in there.
They're perfect for that Homer Simpson meme. Where he goes in the bushes with the pit, comes out with the Brady jersey on. It's perfect for that.
Moving over to Buffalo side, obviously, because there's a whole lot more to talk about from the Buffalo side. But here's the guy. We've been talking about this for weeks. This is the guy from the turnaround. And if you want to think about it this way, it was that Buffalo Pats game that turned the Bills season kind of around. Devin Singletary they finally have a running game that they can count on. Singletary put up 81 yards, couple touchdowns. Josh Allen, 321 of 25. Not too shabby out there. I don't know if any Patriots fans are watching right now. 308 yards, 5 touchdowns. Trubisky had some action. Took 3 steps. Trubisky's going to get a ring.
Maybe.
All right.
It's possible. Jeremiah.
My brother-in-law is joining us. What's up? Hyde interception was amazing. Absolutely. I love Tom and Gronk and would love for them to win, but not a Bucs fan. Got to root for him. I could see that. You know, you see, Eli's not coming out of retirement to play for the Rams this week. So, all right. I think we can move on.
But we're pretty smart, though, on this show. I don't think we're getting enough credit because what have we been saying for the Bills? Run. You got to get that running game going. You got to get that running game. And what happened the last couple of weeks? They got the goddamn running game going. And now they're going to be just as dangerous as we thought they were in the beginning of the year. So, good for them. But
if you can get, you're not going to get this every time out, 5 touchdowns, 2 touchchdowns for the running back.
No.
But if you can get, you got Singletary, I feel like this is the right mix. Singletary with 16-ish catch rushes. Josh Allen gets his 6 for 66. And you got a backup in there, comes in McKenzie, 3 for 29. So a change of pace. Devin Singletary averaged 5.1 yards per carry. Josh Allen, 11 yards. And then McKenzie, 9.7. So it didn't matter what they did. You know, this vaunted defense was just not up for the task. Not up for it. It all depends which Allen shows up. And, right. And so for the last couple of times, he's come out and done good things. Good things. I did have the Bills. On a gambling perspective as well. Let's head over to Sunday. And I do want to say that I did not lose one single bet this weekend, even though I went 5-1 on our picks. And,
I went 5-1 too, and I am perfectly happy with the one I lost.
Yeah, we did say that last week, right?
Perfectly happy.
Yes. Even though a line went 6-0 because of that pick. We're okay. All right, let's talk about another team that had zero business being in the playoffs. The score was a lot closer than what it actually was. Timmy, did you see a good amount of this? Do you think? I don't even know if you can tell if this is a good tune up for the Bucks or whatnot. But what do you think about this? Besides the giant smile of the Eagles getting their ass whooped.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts looked like he had no business being in the NFL, let alone the Eagles being in the
right.
In the playoffs. No, this was with that the defense was, I think I was toying with them. They could have ran that score up even more, I think. Like I said, 31-15 sounds close. It was not even close. It was nowhere near, because wasn't it 31-0 at one time? Am I wrong?
Yeah. All right, so here's I did lose $10 here. I do daily fantasy also, because that's fun. Pick your players and whatnot. It was 31-0 and I was up by like 16. and it, in the group that I was in, first place got $137 or whatever it was. Second place got $40, whatever. I was in first place the entire time, the whole game. And then here comes this garbage time points that gets you to 15, and I lose. I look a little bit later on. I finished fourth. Fucking garbage time, man. It's that garbage time stuff. I don't think we need to spend too much time on this one. Any other thoughts on it?
No, garbage. Nah, easy game for the Bucks. Easy game for Brady. Easy game for Gronk. Gronk got his $1 million. It's awesome. You know, let him go.
He did. All right, now time for the most watched. We knew this. The most watched game of the week was 49ers and the Cowboys. And listen, Kyle's being a – I don't know if he's being a good sport.
He's not.
It blocked.
He's threatening to block us all.
All right, so I – think
yeah, but that... Kyle better be very careful. I'll show up to his goddamn house. He's not far from here now. I'm an Uber away from showing up his house with a goddamn 49er flag or something. He better not block me.
It was like the weirdest thing, right? Everybody was picking the 49ers. Everybody was picking, and it's why? Why is that? This... Because you don't trust.
Yeah, sure. You know what? And I'm going to be 100% honest. You can call me a liar if you want. I was so leaning towards the 49ers, too, picking them. And I really had that gut feeling that they were going to win this game because you can't, like I said, because you don't trust WAC. You don't.
Right.
But the reason I went with them is because I don't know. I was like, I had this gut feeling they're going to win this one and they get totally destroyed in the next round. That was my theory.
I thought the same thing.
I'm glad I'm wrong. I love the fact that they lost and the way they lost and how they lost because it's typical Cowboy fashion. So. It was very enjoyable.
Where do you think that ranks for Cowboys fans amongst the Romo botching the field goal, running it in, getting tackled?
This is up there. This is up there.
I'm sorry, but what an idiot!
Like, how do you not know that you can't put the ball wherever you want on the ground?
Yes,
you can't. The referee has to touch the goddamn ball. Well, you can't. Let's put it here and swipe it. No, even the refs like, get the fuck out of my way. I gotta place this ball.
Yeah, like everybody knew it. Even Romo was saying. But I will say that Romo, his fandom was showing in the last.
He was out of control. No, but how many inspiration? He was like a fucking Hallmark card. He was like a Hallmark card. I was like, dude, you gotta shut up now. You gotta shut up because he was getting real annoying.
He's like, oh, this is gonna be bad for the Cowboys. Oh,
yeah.
And then that one, I thought that they got that wrong. I thought that they got that first down wrong, and I thought Romo was just like coming up with shit in his head, like, oh, but the glove, and it's like it's gotta come back, and like it was like he was praying for them to overturn that and make it, you know, get the Cowboys to get it back.
You see what Jared wrote. They did show up for the fourth quarter. But you understand, this is why I call WAC the Black Tony Romo. Because you do. You show up for that fourth quarter except for that last play.
Yep.
It's exactly the same thing. And it's amazing. You know, let me tell you something, too. Tony Romo loved that play Sunday. Loved that play. Because a lot of people are not forgetting about him. It's all
Dak Prescott now. Oh, for sure.
He just moved down a notch on worst plays in Cowboy history.
They're going off on him in the that was a classic win for the 49ers, took care of business. Cowboys are totally stupid in the final drive of the game. Like every single team out there says on the last play of the game, I need 18 seconds to do any type of a QB run or a run for that matter. They thought it was, we're better than the rest of the, let's do 14. And then just like you said, where does he get off thinking he can spot the ball? Every other play in the history of football, the refs spot the ball.
He tells the center, you place that wherever you want.
And then he got in the ref's way, and people are saying, oh, the refs aren't athletic enough. Well, no, the refs are not going to be as athletic as Dak Prescott running, but also get the hell out of his way, let the man do his job, spike the ball. What
does that mean, not athletic enough? You can't squeeze in between a guard and a tackle. Oh, the center?
This was a butthurt Cowboy fan, not Kyle. that was blaming on the referees that they couldn't catch up to the play, and that's why Dak was rushing. No, that's not the rules. That's that. And then the greatest moment of the entire episode, you know, that last couple of seconds, was Dak ignoring the referees, getting a play called in the huddle, like he was telling it, and then here comes the referee, game is over. I was like, yes,
like, done, you're out.
Done. Hey Dak, stop calling that play, we're done here. But
so you can run the play, but the game's over. Be my guest.
But you can see what would have happened if you would have run the play. Jeremiah saying a few plays before that was great. That got them a nice chunk of yard. I think it was like 25, 30 yards on that.
Oh, the hook and ladder. Yeah.
That got me a little scared.
Me too. No, lie. I really thought that this is where they're going to win this game. And like you said, first of all, too, the prevent defense after 40 years of watching football does not work, people. And the 49ers, like they even said it, why are they not playing the corners?
Yep,
why are they not playing the corner? And let the Cowboys go right down the goddamn field.
Yep.
I was like, what are they doing? Then they finally play the corners and then
turn Dak into Rodgers.
Whack does his stupid whack thing and they lose. And you know what? They goddamn deserve it. I'm happy.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, they deserve it.
So happy they lost.
Kidding me? See what else I could have played. There's a whole lot of sounds here. There's multiple pages. We got 200 pages worth of soundboard here. This is gonna be trouble.
Yeah, you have to make. Is there a place you can put all your favorites into one little bubble? Like,
I got to figure that part out.
But
some of them are a little scary to play for the first time on air. You have no idea what it's gonna do. So I'm gonna not do any of that stuff. But I do have a Chewbacca.
Always good
for you.
Always good having Chewbacca.
All right, so let's get off this awful team in the Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys? I love it.
Smile. So that's three, right? Those are the. I mean, if you're gonna root for the three teams to lose and get bounced in the playoffs, it's the Patriots, Eagles, and the Cowboys. If you're a Giants fan, or any fan, I mean. That's not America's team. America's team for what? For what the hell are they winning? They haven't won since Aikman.
I've lived in America my whole life. They were never my team.
Never.
don't call them my team. They're not.
Aikman's all crying because he got stuck with the Bucks Eagles. poor guy. CBS put in. I forgot the dollar amount, but. Before, you know, they bid on time slots, and CBS outbid everybody else for that time slot. It was some absurd amount of money. It's like $70 million for that, just for that time slot. And obviously, it's a big deal. At peak, just north of 50 million people were watching this game.
Wow.
But, Timmy, football's dying.
And most of them were probably in that stupid stadium crying.
Oh, what about that? That stuff that's out there, that Jerry Jones was the one that was able to create the rule about a do-over if the punt hits the screen. It should be like Tampa, baseball. If you hit the roof, it's in play. You gotta track that thing down.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially if you're a Cowboys punter. That's home field advantage, right? You should be able to figure out how to avoid that,
Or use it to your advantage. I don't like that either. But that's the first time that's happened.
First time I can remember. But it, just douchebags down there. I don't watch them all. But all right, let's move it on to the Sunday night game, which is not much of anything. Chiefs and the Steelers. We knew that this was. You know what's funny is. When and they have to do it because what are they going to say? Don't watch this crappy game. But the pregame show. Don't count the Steelers out. Big Ben. It's Big Ben. He's got the background. He's Super Bowl, this and that. Don't count him out because, you should never do that. Get out of here. And then, what did you think about
If they're playing the Raiders in the first round, sure.
Yes.
Well, they're not playing the Raiders. They're playing the Chiefs.
Yes. That would have been an awful game.
Oh, yeah.
Steelers, Raiders. So the commentators were talking about, oh, maybe they're going to, you know, do the thing, even though they were on the road, take him off the field, have them, you know, he's walking off, big ovation. But I don't think that, I don't know how that works in the NFL. I don't, like, for a guy like Big Ben, I wasn't surprised that they didn't do it that way, because he's not a liked, like, he's a veteran guy, and he's got accolades, but he's, outside of Pittsburgh, he's not really well liked, right?
He's a douchebag.
Right.
I can prove one right how you do. Watch the 2004 draft. Every now and then the draft will pop up. Watch 2004, him and his stupid-ass agent just being so cocky and so arrogant and such pricks. And he was a prick that whole process. Sorry that you know he was an asshole. And then, yeah, then he went out and proved that he was an asshole by, you know, molesting women or whatever he did.
Yeah.
Allegedly. YouTube, don't pull us off the air.
Well, yeah.
Allegedly.
I don't even know what is going on. Like, YouTube, I'm talking to you.
Everybody's show got pulled, though.
Yeah, well, everything's taken care for now. Okay. But, yo, the A to Z show, I was like, nudity, it's sexuality. What? So then I countered that one, and they put it back up and apologized. This was not what we thought it was, blah, blah, blah. And then Grannies, they did Batman 1989, so naturally they played a little bit of Prince. And typically, if...
you can't play Prince.
Typically, it'll be, you can't make money off of this particular video, or this is just a warning, not a big deal. But Prince, got to be some major, major copyright shit going on there. So they just took down the entire video worldwide. It made sure, in big letters, worldwide. Like, this is not viewable anywhere.
Listen, you can't mess with Prince. Even though he's dead, you still can't mess with him. Prince was very, very secretive and shit like that. Copyright aware. So he probably has people, his family probably has people 24/7 watching everything. Yeah. When the algorithm goes off, someone mentioned Prince. Are we making money off it? No, take him off.
And it was less time than most clips that are played on any of our shows. It's like 12 seconds.
That's crazy.
So that's my beef with YouTube. I got beef with Facebook. I got beef with YouTube. Beef everywhere. All right, so no real need to talk about this anymore. They obviously left him in the game to try and get that. I mean, it was dink and dunk. Rick says Prince ain't dead, bro.
He's dead, man. I saw his tiny little coffin. He's dead.
I don't know. Maybe he came back as an alien. That's a show for tomorrow. What's today?
Tomorrow.
We got a Z program. Are you joining that?
Probably.
Will you be on there talking about aliens?
I think I'm the official Ed McMahon on there now, so.
Okay. Well, the other guy's gone. Nowhere to be found, so.
Baba Booey.
Oh, my God.
Look at this stuff. Hey, here's another one for the Cowboys.
Mission failed. We'll get them next time.
Yeah, no, you won't.
All right. Yeah, so none of that stuff made sense. Chris Collinsworth, that all great, but you're living in a bubble if you think that there's going to be 50, 80,000 any other team fans that are going to get up and root and cheer for Ben Roethlisberger. I'm not saying he doesn't have his fans, but it's likely few and far between outside of Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
Monday night. What'd you think about having a Monday night football game in the playoffs?
I'm going to be honest. I didn't like it. I don't know why.
A lot of people didn't like it.
It didn't feel natural to me. It didn't feel right. It didn't feel
some
like
people
like,
said it took it, it was too long. You
should be three games Saturday, three games Sunday. Why you don't need the game Monday? I know.
The only thing was Peyton and Eli.
Yeah.
It was nice to have that, you know, one more time this year. They never disappoint. You heard Peyton? I can't hear shit.
You can hear shit. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, Eli. <Move on. laughs> all right then. And Eli rocking the chain.
Rocking the death row bling.
Death row. I hope that next year they just clear their calendar and let's do this every damn week, please. Don't do this taking 6-7 weeks off.
Hey, Rick, I heard you want to come on in the Shooting the Sith and talk Boba Fett, man. Let me know. I need me co-hosts. Come on.
Raul says the Rams just toyed with the Cardinals. Arizona's not ready. Yeah.
Yeah.
They peaked 2.5 months ago.
I think that was the smartest thing Kyle said all year when they lost their first game. He said they're frauds.
Yeah.
Yep. They're frauds.
He is wrong about the other 15.
Yeah.
He called the Bills frauds. He called the Chiefs frauds when they were in last place.
I agree with you, Raul, 100%. They don't look ready for that. Yeah. You know, and Murray, too, he's injured all the time. He's a walking injury, that guy.
See, it's always great. Guys come in, all these running quarterbacks, and they are running all over the damn place, and it's great, exciting until injury happens. They come back, all right, got to take a little step back. Another injury happens. Now you're done.
Well, and then this is why we talk about the Bills need a running game. They can't keep running Allen out there
for
10, 15 times a game. He'll end up dying. Just like Lamar Jackson, how many times have we said this? 85% of the offense. You can't have your quarterback being 85% of your offense. Because guess what? You take out his knee, no more offense.
All done.
There it goes. You're done for the year. And the same thing with them. They relied on his running too much. He likes to run around in circles and fire up balls into nowhere. And, you know, it's not going to work.
And it does make for excitement. There's no doubt about that. But a couple of years down the road, and that's it. You know, Dak has stopped running. He had that nasty injury. And the time he chooses to run, he chooses with 14 seconds left and runs down the clock. By the way, why not slide 3-4 seconds earlier?
Yeah,
And then heave. And then you heave it into the end zone and you get Hail Mary.
That's like
all of our hearts stop. Imagine that.
And why does
that rating?
Why does Ezekiel Elliott still get to play football? I don't know. If I was Jerry Jones, I'd file a lawsuit against him for robbery.
It's like you just look at the names on that team and it's like, how are they not, you know, 14-3 and just steamrolling guys in the playoffs? You got a coach that is not so great. We talked about earlier in the year, right? That Jerry Jones is always looking for the big name hire. Doesn't really matter anything else.
And they don't. Well, the Giants got criticized. Again, they didn't take Michael Parsons. They were criticized for it, but they're very big on character. The Cowboys aren't big on character. Nope. And that's a problem.
And if you're not going to be big on character, you better be winning championships on the field. Because what is it for? You bring in the character issues because they're insanely great on the field, but then it never works out. And I know we're talking about Rams, but I bring it back to the Cowboys, but it's every single time. There hasn't been a clutch gene on that team for how long? They just can't do it in when it counts.
Since Aikman and Smith and
yep.
Irvin.
That's it. And that's the mid-90s, and we're still talking about America's team.
Not my team.
Do you know the people that were born in the mid-90s are like 27 years old now? Raul brings up another good point, and this is the same goes for the Cowboys. Any team that goes on these streaks, the Dolphins, you put up these numbers and it's coming across as fake because you're beating all these other teams.
Yeah, they're the highest scoring team in the league. Look who they played six times.
Look at the Redskins. They got into the 50. It was a 56, 55, and that was, Dak is back. There's no slump. Everything's good. Wait for the playoffs, man. You just got beat by Jimmy G. Jimmy G and the gang. All right, so that wraps up Wild Card Weekend. We won't go into the head coach and GM stuff just yet.
Real quick, though, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm actually happy that OBJ had a good game. I am.
Okay.
I'm happy he caught his touchdown. Good for him. I hope, you know, you put all that shit to rest. Let it all go. It's time to move on, especially the Giants fans and us as an organization. Let all that shit go, man.
I think it was best for both.
Yeah.
Both sides.
Oh yeah, it definitely was. Oh, look, we got Peppers out of it, and I think we stole that trade. I don't care what anyone says.
Oh, that is real. I was pissed at first. I think we were talking. I think we were in chat when that happened. But
no,
I was pissed at first, but then I was like, okay.
Yeah, because Peppers was a first rounder, and he played very good for us. Whether he comes back or not, I have no idea, but I still think we won that trade. But you know what? If he's going to go out there, and I hope he wins. I do. I like the Rams, too. So, you know, they're a good team. So, you know what? I'm gonna let all my hatred go of OBJ and that picture on the boat and the boots and the jeans and all that stuff, and just, you know what, say good luck. I hope he gets, you know, what he needs.
Yeah, I just, if as when he succeeds there, it's making Baker Mayfield look even worse. So that's all fine by me. But I will real quick, the Panthers are interviewing a handful of guys. The Bears have interviewed like everybody in the world for their head coaching job. Todd Bowles, Jim Caldwell, Brian Daboll, Brian Flores, Leslie Frazier, Nathaniel Hackett, Byron Leftwich, Doug Peterson, and Dan Quinn is on their list. Dan Quinn is also on the Giants list as of today, but they're talking about there's some mutual interest between him and the Broncos.
I do not want Doug Peterson.
He's not on the Giants
Doug
list.
Peterson, please, God, no.
So they've interviewed 21 candidates between GM and head coach. Is that indicative of them being picky, or people saying, not convinced here?
I think a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. I think they have their guy, though. I think they're going to hire the Bills guy. He's young. He was an assistant. No. I'm talking about the GM. Showing?
Oh, yeah.
They might go double Bills and get both of those guys. Who knows?
So I did hear a report, I think it was Ian Rappaport, saying that the Bears are the only team that need both that are doing it in tandem. So they're mixing and matching different personalities and those kinds of things. But just a ton of different guys that they've interviewed. I didn't see Bieniemy on that list, but he is on the Broncos list.
Oh, he's on he's on everybody's list.
6, 8, 10. They've also interviewed.
All we've heard about for the past 5 years is Bieniemy. You know, he's on everybody. I don't think he's going to go anywhere. Got to be honest.
And you know what? I really, really hope that based off of all this, that if he does get the opportunity, that he shines. Because then they'll be like, see, this is the reason why. Mm. Houston they kept their to 4. Brian Flores is one, and then another one I thought was pretty interesting. But if you think about it, and you think about how he joined some of the TV broadcasts and whatnot, maybe not a bit bad idea. But Hines Ward was interviewed by the Texans for their head coaching position.
Hines Ward,
right? Very interesting. They have
to me. It's weird when you in any sport too. Like when you just thought, well, remember that guy who played for the team? Yeah, we're gonna hire him as a head coach. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? Yeah.
He's actually the special assistant to the head coach at FAU, which is Florida Atlantic University down here. So that's what he's doing right now. But the other guys are like Joe Lombardi from the Chargers. I don't know. I didn't see the Eagles defense as outstanding for the defensive coordinator there to get interviews. Well, maybe the Texans. Jacksonville's interviewed a bunch. Vegas has interviewed a bunch. Dolphins have interviewed a bunch, and so has Minnesota. For the Giants, the only guy that they have listed under head coach right now is Dan Quinn, and he's not been interviewed. They're not going to the head coach interviews until they're done getting their guy. And the three guys, I know I said that we were going to save this, but we dove into it anyway. Adam Peters, 49ers assistant GM, second interview has been completed. Ryan Poles, Chiefs Executive Director of Player Personnel, second interview completed. And Joe Schoen, Bills Assistant GM, second interview completed. And then the other guy, Adrian Wilson, who's the Cardinals VP of Pro Personnel. I heard that they were potentially thinking of a second interview for him, but maybe just those three.
I have a feeling it's going to be Schoen. I have a feeling that's who it's going to be.
The Bills might be looking to replace everybody.
Yeah, they might have to. Yeah,
Jeez. All right. Well,
hey, that's the price of having a good team.
People
come and steal all your shit. Then
I don't know, Terzio. Where are you watching on Facebook? I think Facebook might be having a problem. Because we had an issue.
He doesn't have Wi-Fi.
Oh, next, you're out somewhere. So maybe
that explains it all, Terzio. It explains it all.
All right. Let's. I want to get to some of the either or real quick, and then we can make this quick. But NFL.com wrote this, had this article, and it was either or. So, you guys in the comments, join us here.
Jamie's saying hi.
Hi.
Jamie's saying hi.
Beer me. I want whiskey.
What is so, that?
I'm Daddy's doing a show. Okay. Thank you.
Debo Samuel or Devontae Adams?
Devontae Adams. Debo's hurt too much. If neither one of them get hurt all the time, I might lean the other way because I like Debo's size. And I love the way he runs those counters and stuff. But right now, I would take Devontae Adams.
I really hope that a certain Patriots fan is still watching. The Patriots had Debo Samuel and did nothing with him. The greatest mind in all of football did nothing with Debo Samuel, and now the 49ers are just using him every single last thing. But you're right. The injury. I was worried about Devontae Adams early in his career because he kept on getting hurt. He had the concussions and whatnot. But I think I'm with you on that one. I think I go Devontae. Now, Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes? It's got to be a soundboard thing for this, right?
The Jeopardy music. I can't win this argument, but
or this as for having to choose between the two.
No God. No God, please no, no, no. No!
Oh, this is a long one. All right.
No, I'm going to go Allen for one particular reason is Mahomes shows off too much. Unnecessary, underhanded bullshit, all that kind of crazy stuff. And I'd like to see him play without Travis Kelce and, you know, to see what it's like. So I'm going to go with Josh Allen on this one. I know I'm crazy. And I'm just saying that because I'm surrounded. My girlfriend. I'm giving my 100% honest true answer that I would take Josh Allen.
Terzio saying a few things here, just real quick. All I know is never run the ball with 14 seconds left and not having any timeouts. Oh, what an idiot! And it's so good. It's like Will Ferrell from Wedding Crashers when he finds out Vince Vaughn is getting married. What an idiot! Oh, what a great movie. Chris said three touches. Three touches for the Bills, or that they were going to
they're going to run the ball three times.
They did whatever they wanted. That is the right answer. All right, Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes? Man, this is tough.
And Mahomes comes with a lot of baggage, brother. I know, wife, the brother, girlfriend. And don't let your Met fandom interview with you either. I didn't let my surroundings influence me.
All right.
They ain't even thinking about that Mets shit, see?
Throwing rules in there. You have all these rules.
Well, it's with your head. With your head. You gotta go with your head.
Yeah.
Hello, Terzio.
And then you get the Josh Allen side of it with the, you know, the wholesome thing, the grandma dies, the city raises all this money for, you know, all that stuff. Or was it the grandma or I think it was the grandma.
Grandmother.
All right, okay, so are we doing off the field too, or just strictly on field?
So off the field, I win anyway. I'm taking Allen anyway.
All right, we made. I gotta go. Okay, there's an asterisk on here. I feel like Patrick Mahomes has, and this is on a need to be basis. I think Patrick Mahomes made the adjustment and didn't have a running back and kind of made himself a little bit more of a pocket guy. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen hasn't had to do that yet. And I just don't know how that works itself out. I've seen it out of Patrick Mahomes. I will go with Patrick Mahomes on this. And it's not, has nothing to do with the Mets, has nothing to do with any of that stuff.
Where are you going?
Nothing to do with his 500 gazillion dollar contract. I enjoy watching both of these guys. But you'll find out who I'm choosing in a few minutes in our world famous picks. No, Terzio, it's not time for that yet. Don't do that yet. All right, this one is pretty obvious in my eyes if both are healthy. Joe Mixon's awesome. I don't want to. You know, a lot of times this either or gets misconstrued as, oh, you think Joe Mixon sucks? You're picking Derrick Henry? No, I don't think Joe Mixon sucks. I think he's awesome. But I think King Henry is King Henry, and he can do whatever he wants back there. We'll see how healthy he is for this game. And they haven't even made a determination if he's going to play. That'll happen tomorrow. So I go Derrick Henry here.
Like you said, fully healthy, no problems. I'll go Henry also. Yeah. That dude's on the level.
Unbelievable, that guy. But the Titans still, they did their thing without him. Kyle Shanahan, head coach of the 49ers. Or Matt LaFleur, who, you know, if you're married, you got a girlfriend or anything, that person is likely discussing Matt LaFleur's looks. You know, my sister, somebody sent my sister a TikTok with Matt LaFleur, and then she forwarded on to my wife, and my wife is like, oh. Do you know that Kyle Shanahan is below 500 for his career?
And Matt LaFleur is, what, 13 wins every year with them so far? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to go Matt LaFleur easy. This is an easy one for me.
I was going to say something to spoil my pick, but I'm going to go Matt LaFleur here. One more item I want to touch upon here before we get to our world famous picks that everybody's waiting for. Odds to make the Super Bowl. So this is a mathematical model from Cynthia Freeland of NFL.com. So it's all mathematical. So you got Green Bay with a 41% chance of making it, and the Chiefs with a 33% chance of making it. So that, in the mathematical scheme of this, that is going to be your Super Bowl. Right. All right. Continue down the list. Buffalo 25%. The Bucks at 24.5%. Titans at 21.6. The Bengals at 20. The Rams at 18.9. Obviously, they take into consideration the difficulty of the teams that you got to go through. The Rams would have to go through the Bucks and then the Packers or the 49ers. So that increases their level of difficulty. And then the 49ers at 15.2%. Seems okay. I don't know how this stuff works themselves out. They have score predictions as well for this, and we'll get into that as we make our picks.
I agree. Comment section. I don't really disagree with that.
Get out of here, Terzio. I put a bet. Flores will get the Giants job.
The Bucks don't lose their receivers. They're probably higher percentage to make.
I think so too. Yeah, because now you got to get guys like Scotty Miller and these guys involved. Excuse me. Terzio is predicting Bills Super Bowl against the Bucks, against Brady.
Stop saying Tom Brady. It's the Bucks.
That's what. Who was it on?
Just like Tom Brady won last year because that defense destroyed the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, and the Chiefs had a dental floss offensive line.
Yeah.
Tom the Bucks Brady. All right, let's get down to it. Let's get to our picks here. Just real quick, last week most of us went 5-1. A couple of guys went 4-2. Ed and Bert went 4-2, and then Rodriguez 3-3. Aline went 6-0. Everybody else went 5-1. Me, you, Joe, Kyle, Keith, and Eric. And so that puts the season standings at Aline in first place. I'm 2 out. Running out of time. Tim, you're 7 out.
I can't catch him.
I think it's just me, and I think I'm running out of space here. But based on his picks for this week, there could be some movement either way. All right, let's get to the Saturday game. Saturday, 4 o'clock on CBS and Paramount Plus. Do you have Paramount Plus?
Yes.
How is it?
Good. It's okay. I only got it for the free trial because I wanted to watch the South Park movies. It's okay. It's okay. It's like every other one.
I went on a date to that South Park movie.
The original Song Park movie?
Yeah.
But this is those two specials they had on. They're all right. They weren't that great.
Frank, we don't know where Dave is. He's out. He's out there. He's somewhere. All right. Let's get back to this game here. I was wondering because I haven't heard many people that have it, so I was thinking about it. All right. Bengals at the Titans. Final determination is going to be made tomorrow as whether or not King Henry is going to play. Other than that, the Bengals have been on this tremendous roll. The Titans also. I mean, they get the number one seed after losing the aforementioned King. A couple months ago, and I think he wound up like sixth in the league in rushing. Mm-hmm. He hasn't played in over 2 months. I'll let you start off with this one. Bengals at Titans. Titans are a 3.5-point favorite, and just for shits and giggles, a line went with the Bengals.
This is gonna be my upset game to try to catch them a little bit. But this is my upset game of the week. I like the Bengals to win this game.
Bengals.
Who day? The Bengals day. That's who's going to win. I don't know why. It's just a gut feeling. I'm going to go with it.
The Titans are getting zero respect.
Well, they've screwed me for so long, so.
And it's happening all over. Like, I don't even, like, when they're doing the power rankings, the Titans aren't ranked number one in the AFC. Terzi's got the Bengals 28-24.
Oh, he agrees with me? Shit.
he's with you on this. I looked at they got the Taco Bell bong. Wait, it says bong.
I gotta run out and get a taco. Like you're doing the commercial.
Yeah, yeah. It says bong. It doesn't say dong or ding. I don't know why it says bong. It's but bong. So here's my issue with this whole squirrel moment. But with this whole issue of not enough people to work anywhere these days, I got Taco Bell's closing at random days at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I drove by Best Buy on the way home from baseball practice on Tuesday, or on the way to, and they were bringing down the gates. This is 6 o'clock.
Yep, it's all over the place. This is how it is.
Carolyn's yelling at me about Taco Bell.
Now you want Taco Bell?
But it's the worst, and then. I'm going to get on a tangent here, but if you're going through, if you're not going out for anything, if you're going through Uber or whatever, and they don't know that the place is closed yet, you need to wait for it. You need to wait for the entire process of preparing your meal, quote unquote, and then eventually it gets canceled. And then eventually they tell you, unfortunately, this store is closed.
Yep.
Terzio wants one more. I'll give him one more.
And see his comment. See? That's what 52 minutes. That's a record.
Oh wait. I just helped him in that. I didn't see that he connected the two of them. Damn it. Sorry, Carolyn. All right. I have the Titans in this one.
Wait, one more thing, real quick.
Yeah.
I don't think Frank understands how lucky he is that you're a Mets fan. I don't think he understands that part. Because I would go off on every tangent I could.
And that we are, like, there's an understanding here. We yes. respect each other.
Absolutely. This is
there are those relationships where there's Yankee fans I can't stand or Met fans you can't stand.
I have no hatred towards the team.
It's but here it's
like
not,
you
it's not
that
here.
I do.
all right.
Bengal, who are you taking?
I'm going with the Titans.
Taking the Titans. Yeah, okay. Am I set up? Did I say anything?
Not all of them. I'll be the first to admit that there's a bunch of crazy guys out there that talk all this craziness out there that just blows my mind. all right. I'm going with the Titans. There is zero
with and without Henry.
Let's
not that it matters.
I don't know. I think that the Titans have a good rush, and the Bengals that offensive line. And if you know, we talk about it every single week, and we talked about it to death in the Giants show. Right? It doesn't matter who you got back there. If you got a really bad offensive line, they're gonna die. But if I'm going to pick a quarterback to be back there with a bad offensive line, it's somebody like a Joe Burrow. He's quick, he's smart, he's quick on his feet, he makes good decisions. And by the way, he's got Chase out there that he says, just throw it up there. He'll catch it. So that's why I'm going with the Titans, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Bengals pull this one off either. But I will go. I'm sticking with the Titans here. I don't know how I'm going to bet. You guys know that no matter who I'm picking here, I put money two or three times on the 49ers, but I did pick the Cowboys for our picks here. But all right, Saturday night. This is weird to me that last Saturday night was the lowest, least viewed game. I guess not in certain places, parts of the country. You know, it's still there's no concern out there for anything. So Saturday night is let's go out, let's go party, let's go have fun. But Saturday night, 8:15 on Fox. 49ers. Oh, the cheesehead was ready this time. Yes.
I came prepared.
The 49ers at the Packers. Do you know that there's a bunch of people out there that think that the San Francisco 49ers are and will continue to be the kryptonite to the Packers? And they did make mention of this on the Pat McAfee show during his time. And he says, listen, we're just, he's did all the right things. You know, we're in the final four of the NFC. The next goal is to be in the part of the final four overall, and then the part of the final two, and then hoist up that trophy. Said all the right things. He's learning a little bit. He's really funny on that show. He really is. They asked him about his toe again, and he says it wasn't COVID toe. That's all you need to know. Packers are favored in Lambeau by 5.5. I think that the weather there is going to be very Packer-like, very January Lambeau Giants win weather. He did say that practice was quite warm on Friday. It got up to a 24 degrees. And he said that's always good for the toe, you know? All right, so the Packers favored here by 5.5. And depending on what you hear about Bosa and a couple other guys on that defense and the 49ers, this might go a little bit higher. I am comfortably going with the Packers in this one.
As well am I.
If I had a cheese head.
Like I love the 49ers, what they do with their running game, but no, it's not gonna be. I don't even think it's going to be pretty, to be honest with you. Especially if Bosa's out. And these guys are out. I don't think it's going to even be pretty. But the weather, all those things are going against them. If they win this game, that's biggest upsets of all time we're talking about. That's how much I think the Packers are going to win this game.
And then, so just picture it. This is almost as bad as what the Giants had to do. If, mm-hmm. if you think about it, from the 49ers aspect, 49ers would have to go through Dallas, Green Bay, and then either Tampa or the Rams. That's a shitty way to get to it. But like that's if you get there, that's saying something. Terzio, I don't see the 49ers playing well at 4 degrees. All right, by the way, Jimmy G has 3 injuries to his arm. And he's got the UCL thing, he's got the elbow thing, he's got the shoulder thing. And I did think he almost coughed up the game. He did almost cough up the game last week with that interception. Terzio, when you watch the Packer game on Saturday, just say to yourself, what could have been for your Giants?
Okay, Jets fan. What? I want some more heat smokes. It's got to be good shit.
I got one. Damn it, I can't find it.
Smoke weed every day.
Bam!
That's Terzio. That's got to be him. He smokes weed and he sees Jets and Mets. And that's it.
All right. So Packers here. Now Sunday it gets really interesting. First game up, 3 p.m. NBC and Peacock. Peacock. The Rams, who Mike Evans said this is what they wanted. They are getting the rematch in Tampa. You can't hear me.
Despite Terzio.
I thought you lost my audio.
No. Just to spite him, I'm putting that on.
So Mike Evans is saying this is exactly what they wanted. They wanted the rematch in Tampa. Be careful what you wish for. Tampa is a 3-point favorite at home. Seems like the line is pretty right here. This is what they brought Stafford in for. This is what they brought OBJ for. This is why they boosted the defense for. To get past opponents like the Bucks, who are down right now. I don't know if Fournette's going to play. Wound up not playing last week. I don't know if Fournette's going to play this week. Obviously, they're down wide receivers. And then Mike Evans, the best wide receiver that they have right now, is out here talking smack. But over the years, he's been one of the most reliable receivers. He's been through, and he's been through really shitty times in Tampa, and through the really good times in Tampa also. My pick for this game.
This is a rough one.
This is really tough. And either way, you're going to get some shit. But I'm going to – this is the most shit that you can take. And I'm going against Tom Brady. And I'm going with the Ramalama Ding Dongs.
Ramalama Ding Dong, baby.
To take care of business. And just real quick – that mathematical model has all sorts of close games here. They got the Packers beating the 49ers 28-21. They got the Titans over the Bengals 25-24. They got the Bucks over the Rams 27-23. So if they're close on these, it's heart attack weekend for all of us.
all you bettors.
Terzio, it's the team. It's not Brady. Stop it.
It's Tim Brady too.
Yeah, Tim Brady. Until somebody,
I live in his brain. That's why I live in his brain.
Yeah, but Terzio, we've beaten him. Tom Brady's been beaten. He's beaten three times, twice by Eli. I'm a little upset about that last time. I don't know. I'm a little upset. The one time I was rooting for Brady. All right. This is it. This is the game that everybody's waiting for. This is the mother here.
And you know what? This is my cowboy game from last week. Meaning, I am going to pick the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But if they lose and the Rams win, I don't fucking care.
It's just like the Cowboy. Right. That's okay. I see where you're going with that.
Yeah. I like the Rams as a team. I like Stafford. I like Cup. I like, you know, I'm excited. I'm happy OBJ's finally, hopefully, not going to be an asshole anymore and win something. Yeah. But I'm going to pick. I can't. I picked them in the beginning. I'm going to stick with them. So I'm going to say Tampa Bay wins this game in a close one, though. A very close one. But if I'm wrong. I can't catch a line, so I don't care anymore.
No, you can't. won't be upset.
Yeah, I won't be upset.
All right, here we go. This is it. This is the big boy, Timmy. This is the monster of the weekend. Saving the best for last is the NFL on CBS and on Paramount Plus on Sunday at 6:30 p.m. in Kansas City. The Buffalo Bills head down, take on the Chiefs. I get it. There's some people complaining out there that this should be the AFC Championship game, but listen, it's not. That's just the way it is. We got seven playoff teams this year. Kansas City couldn't take care of business. Get that number one seed. They lost to the Bengals. All right. That would have shuffled all this craziness up. That would have been a whole another can of worms. But the Chiefs at home are favored by 2.5 points only. The Bills are sizzling. They got the running game going. But the Chiefs are doing pretty damn good too. It's the 3 seed at 2 seed. This is it. I'll make my pick first here. And I'm going along with what I picked at the beginning of the year. I did it with the Rams to beat the Bucks. And I'm gonna do it again. This is rough because now I'm picking two away teams here. So I'm going with the Buffalo freaking Bills in this one. Do not let me down. It is tough because these would be my two I guess, the teams that I could root for in the AFC. You know, the Bills and the Chiefs. I get the it's got the connection there. But I made the pick at the beginning of the year. I said Bills Rams for the Super Bowl. I'm going to stick with that. I think this could really be just a toss up game. These two teams are very, very, very similar with the quarterback play. The difference for me is that the Bills have been getting very, very consistent running back play. And if you can keep the ball away from Mahomes, that's the name of the game. It changed up a little bit this year, but it still is one of the top keys to victory over the Chiefs. So I'm going with the Buffalo Bills here, Timmy. The Bills. Oh, yeah.
I got props this week. I'm taking the Bills, again, not because of where I'm surrounded with, because, first of all, I picked them in the beginning. Like I said, I'm going to stick with those picks, too, just like you. But also, I think this is kind of almost a revenge. I think Jeremiah posted it. This is the revenge tour. I think it's time for the Bills to get that revenge against KC. And all you got to do is keep the ball out of it. Keep Kelce covered. If you can keep – I'm not even worried about Tyreek Hill. They have Micah Hyde and good guys back, DePoyer, whoever, who can stick with him. Stop Kelce. Stop Kelce and hit Mahomes often and early, and they will win this game. And I am picking the Bills of Orchard Park to win this game. Orchard Park, whatever the hell you call it. I think they're going to win, and I think they're going to win close, though. I think it's going to be another nail biter. A lot of nail biters this weekend, I think.
I guess the mathematical projection has Kansas City winning this game 27-26.
Ooh, that's real close.
Yeah, they're all like they give the percentage chance of winning. You know, KC has a 53% chance of winning, the Bucks 52, the Titans 53, and the Packers 58. So there's no there's no clear-cut favorites anywhere. Gambling is truly that this week. Last week it was relatively easy, if you, especially if you have the 49ers in there. I'm so sorry, Kyle.
I'm not sorry, Kyle. not even a little bit.
I don't know. I don't even know what to say to the Cowboys fans out there, because it's consistently the final play dooms you. The final play of your season dooms you. And yeah, that's an obvious thing to say, but you guys, it's always when you're in it and there's a potential. The Giants in 07, the 2007 run, you know, what's the final play of the game? Romo, interception in the end zone. So it just continues. It doesn't matter who's under center. That's it. Sorry, Cowboys. Jerry Jones.
But Dak Prescott sucks.
Yeah, Dak's not your guy. Dak is not the guy who a lot of people think that he was. Obviously, the injury, but, you know.
Neither is Elliott. I've been saying this since we've been doing these shows. Yep. He got his money, and where'd he go? Where'd that guy go, that 100 yards a game guy?
Yep.
He don't give a shit no more. Stuffing his fat face with his crop tops. He don't give a shit.
Crop top, baby. all right, well. Listen, that'll do it for us today. That'll do it for Unsportsmanlike Conduct. Another huge slate of games this week. I heard somewhere that and you see Timmy's name here. How about them boys? Goes to show you Dak, that meant to be can't. Dak cannot make the right decisions. Yeah, if he would have slid 5 seconds ahead of time, they get another playoff, at least. I'm not saying that they would have won the game, but you get that one last second heave into the end zone. You have no idea what would happen at that point. But you suck. You don't know how to play the game. You think you can just spot the ball on your own? What are you, the referee now? What's going on? I can't even like imagine being a fan of a team with somebody who does that.
I watched so many Cowboy fan reaction videos since then. The only one I have not
seen. How many broken TVs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The only one I have not seen yet, which is my favorite, is watching Jerry Jones walk out of that stadium after a loss.
It's awesome.
I haven't found that one yet, and that's my absolute favorite thing to watch.
And it's the one time I can deal with Stephen A's giggle at his just laughed. I do look forward to his anti-cowboy videos.
Did you? I recommend Shannon Sharp with his giant cow tongue yelling at Skip Bayless. Have you seen that one yet? Oh my God! You guys, he screamed at him. He screamed at him for like 10 straight minutes, and the Skip Bayless is like,
"Awesome,
yes, we suck. Yes, we suck." He couldn't say nothing, and then he went off. Then he went off on the Cowboys for another 15 minutes. It's great.
You remember that time where it felt like he was almost gonna cry?
Yeah,
Skip.
Yeah,
jeez,
it's so great.
Here's Terzio. You put Dak in the blender with green coloring, and it's the Jets. Can't actually. I don't know if the Jets would. Well, but fumble. Yeah, they would.
If Dak all right, Timmy. On Jets jersey, he'd be the greatest quarterback in their history. What does that say?
Oh,
what does that say?
Tim, you're forgetting about Vinny Testaverde.
I did not forget. Okay, maybe I'll, all right, all right. I did forget about Vinny Testaverde. Oh, and Boomer Esiason. No. I forgot about those two guys. My bad, Terzio.
I was just kidding with Terzio. With
my bad, Terzio. My Testaverde. Bad.
All right, Timmy. Any closing remarks out there for these amazing people that are watching us?
No, I think we got real good games this weekend. I think we have close, good, fun games this week. So if you're a better, good luck, because this is one of those weeks I think are going to screw you. But yeah, I'm looking for upsets. For sure. I'm looking for a couple upsets, home field advantage wise. So let's go. I want to get my prediction correct. If I can't win the pool, if I can't win our picks this year, at least want to win the fact that I said it'd be Bills and Bucks. So that'd be good.
I said Bills and Rams just to remind everybody. We are going. Each of us are going with two away teams. You're going with the Bengals and the Bills. And I'm going with the Bills and the Rams. The Ding Dongs.
Ram and I'm a Ding Dong.
Did you see my picture with me, my wife, and Sting? No, I did not. Is that a thing?
The singer? The singer or the wrestler?
Or Stinger Splash. Or that you know, that boring guy that used to hang up in the rafters and come down and show his bat and ooh. Let me not say anything and lend to the intrigue. Wait, Tim, you can't. Okay, not Tim. Terzio. Tim, you said, is he the singer? I mentioned Stinger Splash, and he said yes. All right, I would say WCW on that. WWE was. I don't even think I did watch that. I did watch that match. All right. For those of you who are in the group, we'll keep you up to date on everything that's going on football wise. And we will not disappoint you with the memes of whatever goes on here this week. The memes were great. You guys who do them, fantastic. I love them. They're outstanding. They got me, you know, laughing my ass off. I posted a picture also of Jesse the Body that I took in 84.
Where are you posting these pictures?
Yeah, where? Yeah.
Are we friends on Facebook? I mean, I don't know. Where are you posting these pictures?
Yeah, 84. Yeah, I was 3, Terzio. I was 3 years old.
I was 9.
Yeah. And it was him that got started on this White House stuff.
Well, Terzio, if you want to go picture for picture, I got a good one of, I met Lex Luger in LaGuardia Airport when he was on his way to the Intrepid to slam Yokozuna. Mm-hmm. We got him right before he left. So that's a good picture on there. I stalked him in the airport. That's what I do. I was stalking Tim even way back in the day. I was stalking Tim.
All right, and then we'll be posting some a couple of contests that are going to be going up. I think we're going to wrap up the. We have a Sing 2 contest out there for little plush things and whatnot. It's January, so it's kind of like dead season for movies out there. But Ozark is hitting in a couple of days. Kyle's already watched that. I know the guys, Jader and Kyle, did a review for Scream. I'll get that posted tonight.
Did they?
They did. They did a video.
They made a comeback?
Review. It was Sunday, and I told Kyle – They probably should have done the review during the Cowboys game to save him some heartache. You guys got any comment about John Cena's stupid superhero?
Frank, that show is fantastic.
I have not watched, but these guys are all saying it's great.
It is fantastic because he has the perfect.
Oh, did he?
He has the perfect. Yeah, he has the perfect delivery because like he's a boring ass dude, Cena. Like in real life, he's a boring ass guy, but he is delivering everything is perfect for the show. It is stupid in a good way. It is funny. It's a good show.
Yeah, and stupid in a good way is great.
Yeah, it is.
You, some of you snobs out there.
And he has a pet eagle named Eagly. How can you not love that?
And he hugs him.
Yes, he hugs him.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry, spoilers.
All right, so keep up to date with us in the group. Putting up different polls for these games. I want to see where you guys' heads are at. And I love when you guys, you know, the Bucks are up 31-0 and the votes are coming through for the Bucks. Guys, come on. Be better than that. Be better. All right. Timmy, appreciate you joining us. Always.
Of course.
The Rock wants to buy a piece of the WWE. Why is that sad news?
We talked about that in Just Too Sweet right here.
Why is that sad? What, Timmy, is that sad news?
I don't think it's sad news, but
okay.
The rumor is that there's a lot of stuff going on that saying that Vince might actually be selling to Disney, Fox, or The Rock and a group of investors. So it's just rumors.
Well, if he gets to Disney, there will never be a return to the Attitude Era.
Yeah, but then we'll have Mickey versus Goofy in a steel cage.
Uh-huh.
Donald. Come on, Goofy.
Special guest referee.
That's right.
It's like the alternate, like the Nickelodeon thing? By the way, I want to pitch this. Tim and I, we hop on HBO and we call these games. And really, like, can you picture Tony Romo going, holy shit, they fucking won? You know?
That'd be great.
Just get out there cursing. I hear Joe Buck. I listen sometimes to his podcast. He's got a podcast with Kay Hudson's brother, Oliver. Mm-hmm. And cursing all the time. And so in my mind, I'm thinking like, holy shit, what a pass across the middle. He fucking dove. Holy shit, he got fucking drilled. That's what I'm picturing in my mind. Those days. You know, wanted to go alternate? You know, Nickelodeon? Let's go the extreme opposite way. Tim and I will do it.
We have to curse. That happen. We have to curse. It has to be done.
It's a must. All right, we're out of here. We'll talk to you guys next week. Next week, it's going to be conference finals time. Holy shit. Is it going to be that team heading to the conference finals against the Ding Dongs? Peace out, everybody.
We'll see.